to after 454 games, 173 goals, 101 assists, becoming the top five goal scorers in the club's history and lifting the Europa League title, Son Heung-min has announced that he will be leaving Tottenham this summer. So let's go back to 2015. Son Heung-min arrives through the door after Tottenham failed to get a bid done for Berahino, so turned to the alternative from the Bundesliga, South Korean star Son Heung-min, a £22 million fee from Bayer Leverkusen. Just looking at some of these dates here, made his debut against Sunderland September 2015. I think it was the next game it might have been. He made his full debut, his first start, and scored a brace against Karabag. In terms of the first season, bit of a ropey one. I can remember there were really, really pertinent links to Wolfsburg by the end of the 2015-16 summer. And by all accounts, it looked like he was quite happy to go. In the end, he didn't, and he stayed. And you just got to think what would happen if he had made that switch to Wolfsburg. Just almost like all of this story wouldn't have been told. That would have been where the Son Heung-min story ended at Tottenham. But luckily he stayed and wrote himself into Tottenham history. Fifth on the all-time top scorers list, but it wasn't always that way. He had a bit of a struggle in his first season. 8 goals, 5 assists, which is not too bad. But considering how much £22 million was back in 2015, especially for a club like Tottenham, who wouldn't really go out and spend around that figure, it felt like quite a significant move. And yeah, so he stays. 2016-2017, his second season. What a season. Not just for Tottenham, but for Son individually. Stayed in England, wanted to challenge himself, and went on to score 21 goals, 8 assists. The last season at White Hart Lane, part of that team which ultimately won nothing but stole all of our hearts. Unbeaten in the league at home. Took Chelsea to the wire, really, in the title race. And Son was such a huge, huge part of that. That really felt like the coming-of-age season. For Son, 21 goals, 8 assists in all competitions. And it wasn't just the goals necessarily, it was just generally, this was when Son really, really stepped up and showed that he wanted to make it work at Tottenham. I can remember Kane had an injury which kept him out for a few months earlier in the season. And then towards March, April, I think Kane was out again with an injury, and Son really just stepped up and made sure that Tottenham kept carrying on their momentum, not only at home but just generally in the league, keeping them in the title race. A disappointing Champions League campaign that year, but Son did actually score the first winning goal for Tottenham in the Champions League for 5 years, a goal away at CSK Moscow, I think it was, 1-0 win. And this is really where Son, you wouldn't necessarily say that he was a completely different player from the year before, but he was just playing with so much more confidence. And it wasn't the finished article by any means. There's still some stuff that needed refining in his game. I can remember we went to Monaco away in the Champions League that year, and we really, really needed a result. And I can remember him going through early on about 30 yards ahead of him, and he just put it straight at the Croat. Is it Subasic? I think it might have been the Monaco keeper, but overall, this was really the start of Son Heung-min at Tottenham. Moving on to the next season, 18 goals, 11 assists. Mental, really, to be putting up those numbers and to not be the top scorer, I think really is a bit of a testament to how good Harry Kane was at Tottenham. But this season, again, after one season where he didn't really live up to the expectations, and then one where he far exceeded him the year after. The third year was almost going to be like the litmus test of how good Son could be for Tottenham and in the Premier League, and just generally his sort of like career path. That third season at Spurs was so crucial, especially playing away at Wembley. say away. The home games were at Wembley, but it didn't feel like home at all, especially when you put into the context of how imperious we were at White Hart Lane that year, the year previous. And I think this was sort of the year where he maybe overtook someone like Dele Alli in terms of cementing himself as one of the real stars of the team. I think it sort of coincided with Ali's form dipping a little bit, and then Son just took that mantle and just ran with it. Goals in big games that year, goals against Dortmund, home and away, goals against Juventus, as goals, it was one goal against Juventus. And that goal against West Ham, which was just absolutely one of the best goals I've ever seen scored by a Tottenham player. And it made it a bit more sweet because of the abuse he was getting from West Ham fans. I think the week prior there was some sort of like a racial debacle about him, and obviously that doesn't represent West Ham fans in general or football fans in general. It's just one idiot who happens to fit into the demographic of a football fan. It's not a fair representation, but for him to just pull that out of the bag, run over to the away end and start shushing him, that's when you're looking at it and you're thinking, this guy, man, this guy gets it. He seriously, seriously gets it. And I think even if you look at our team at the minute, there's quite a few players who just get it. You know, like Richarlison. I'm thinking back to the past players like Lamella, and back to our current team, I think Porro and Romero. But sometimes it's very rare that you get the talent that goes with that sort of dog mentality. And I think Son really, really had that. He played like a fan playing how when I'm walking to work and I'm imagining how I'd celebrate when I sc if I score for Tottenham, which is not going to happen because I'm 24 and out of shape. So I think I can probably say I'm not going to be playing in the Premier League for Spurs or any other competition for that matter, but you just love him. Really, you just do. The next season, 2018-19, this is when he really, really stepped up and showed that he is a world-class player. Just looking at some of the numbers, 20 goals, 9 assists. A winning goal away at Arsenal in the League Cup, which is quite rare. That Chelsea goal, oh, we've got to talk about it. We've got to talk about it. What a goal that was. Picking it up on the right-hand side and just seemingly running into a cul-de-sac. And then before you know it, he's chopped past Jorginho, he's chopped past David Luiz. And then cool as you like, just slots it away. For someone to have the composure after that sort of run was is just crazy. And in terms of the Champions League run, he was just a crucial player. A goal against Dortmund, the goal against City, the first Champions League goal in the stadium, alongside the first ever Premier League goal or the first ever first team player to score at the stadium. So he'd already wrote himself into the history books with that one. And then that quarter final against Manchester City, where he took the mantle and just put all the responsibility onto his own back. I can remember, I think that was the game that Kane got injured, which was an injury which would eventually rule him out of the semi-finals and the lead up to the final. And I don't know if if he did shout, "Do you know who I am?" or if it was something else, but either way, I just choose to believe that because I think that's him, especially after being called the Harry Kane team by Pep, and then for Son to go and just absolutely dunk on him. That's just fantastic. And of course, as we mentioned, the first ever goal at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So by this point, he's clearly wrote himself into the history books of Spurs, not least for that goal. And then after the following season, 2019-20, I think that's when really the wheels started to come off. And we've seen it over the last 5, 6 years, the impacts of that, Pochettino being replaced by Mourinho. Eriksen leaving in January. There's a lot of talk about Vertonghen and Alderweireld, where they can stay. Just basically a lot of uncertainty at the club. And Son again just stepped up. He did as he has done pretty much every season barring maybe the first, steps up, 18 goals, 12 assists. One of those goals is, of course, being the FIFA Puskás Award goal against Burnley, which again, you're just unbelievable. I think in my time of supporting Spurs, I don't think there's a better player with a better goals catalogue than Son. Right foot, left foot, head foot. You could just do it all. And I think this was really prominent because of another injury to Kane. We really, really relied on him. And I can remember a game away at Aston Villa where he scored two, and from the first 5 or 10 minutes, he clearly suffered a big hit from Konsa. Little did we know then that it's a broken arm. So for him to go on and score two goals and the winning goal and play pretty much the rest of the game with a broken arm is just mental. Following season, 2020, 2021, the lockdown year, this was really when we seen Kane and Son really flourish as a duo rather than just two members of a four-pronged attack. And again, just so much uncertainty that year. I can seem to remember that was the year that the idea of the Super League come around and Spurs were saying that they were going to be involved. And at a time like that, and when you've got former Chelsea manager Mourinho, the team's not performing on the pitch. Generally, the mood was not great. Couldn't even go into the ground. Son was just, he was just one of the guys that you'd hang your hat on. He was someone that you, even though you know that the Spurs team weren't performing, it's almost like you wanted to watch it because he was involved in it. Sort of similar to just watching a film because you like the actor in it. Obviously, it's a lot deeper than that with Tottenham, but that's really when he was sort of looking at him thinking he's more than just a good player. He's really, really doing something here, in a Spurs shirt. And then the following season, when you talk about stepping up, taking responsibility, sort of captain material, that's really when I saw it. And that this summer, the summer of 2021, that is when my whole perspective of Son changed, because that summer you had Harry Kane out on the overlap on the golf course with Gary Neville saying about he thinks he's that for 100 million he can go, and that Man City, and it felt very specific and a huge dagger to the heart of all Spurs fans who'd backed Kane relentlessly for all of the narratives that get thrown about him, about being a tapping merchant, he should have squared it to Sterling, all of this stuff. And it sort of felt like a bit of a betrayal. Obviously, that's not how Kane's legacy is now, but at the time, it really, really, it hurt. And in the midst of all this, I think it was about 90 days from when we sacked Mourinho to appointing Nuno, who was, I don't even know how far down the list. And on that first game of the season, it almost felt poetic that he had Manchester City, the team he was trying to get Kane, and all the Sky cameras all game were looking in the stadium, looking for Kane, seeing if he was there, what his thoughts would be, because he'd not turned up to training previously and all of this. And then whilst all this was happening, Son had signed a new deal at the club. He'd stepped up and he'd basically said, whether Kane's here or not, I'm going to be here and I'm going to take us to where I want us to be. And that Man City game for him to score the winner in that game was just so, so cool. It was such a poetic moment in football. And the whole crowd, the whole Spurs fans really chanting about, are you watching Harry Kane to our own player? Which is, in terms of talent, he's the best I've seen in my lifetime, Harry Kane. And it sort of, the idea of not having Kane at Spurs then just felt, it felt like, what would you do? Do you know what I mean? This player that you've just relied on for all these years and they're not there anymore. And for Son to basically step up again, as a constant phrase I'm using during this, it was just incredible. It really was. And that season he went on to set the Premier League duo record, is that what you call it? The partnership between him and Kane becoming officially the most potent in Premier League history. 24 goals, 10 assists, wins the Golden Boot, the first ever Asian player to win the Golden Boot. And for him to do that in a year where Kane, he didn't really, he, I think he was back the second game of the season, but really his head was gone. And it was only till January that we actually seen Kane get back to his former self. So for Son to just step up and take the mantle, take a golden boot, which a player like Kane, if he's in the Premier League, regardless if he was at City or Tottenham, would want his, he'd want to get his hands on that. I think it's just remarkable. And that was when my love for Son just grew. And just ever since then, it's just kept growing and growing and growing. Moved into what I'd say is maybe the twilight of Son's career. The 22-23 season, just absolute chaos again at Spurs. And it's sort of been a theme really of maybe the last 5 or 6 years, if I'm honest. You had Conte publicly coming out slating Daniel Levy. You had Christian Stellini saying he's Spurs manager. Then you've got Ryan Mason being wheeled out again for another caretaker spell, almost like the David Brent meme where he says, "Go get the guitar." That was almost where Spurs were at the time. It was a bit, "Go get the Ryan Mason." But yeah, 14 goals, 6 assists in that season. And again, it was a player who he wasn't having the best season, but even by his standards, it was still a decent output. 14 goals, 6 assists. I think if any other member of the squad had got that year, we'd be thinking like, "Wow, that's a breakthrough season." Do you know what I mean? But so yeah, the 22-23 season, obviously at the end of that, Harry Kane departs, goes to Bayern Munich. A lot of uncertainty again, which you know it feels like Groundhog Day talking about uncertainty in Spurs at that time. Harry Kane leaving literally on the eve of the season. I think it was about 3 days, maybe even less than that, before Ange's first game. Ange comes in, gives Sonny the armband. And for all of the people at the time who were saying, "That's he's not a captain material, he's not this," let me go back to that game at Villa. He broke his arm and went on to score 2 goals that game and carried on playing through it. Go back to the summer of 2021. Him publicly signing a new deal, you know, coming out saying that he wants to finish his career at Tottenham, whilst all of this in the background of Kane wanting the move and just generally the uncertainty at the club, not knowing who was coming or going in terms of managers. At one point, it looked like Nagelsmann or Pochettino, Gattuso. I think Nuno is about sixth or seventh choice, but Son, he's seen all of the affection that the Spurs fans give him. He's seen the potential of the club, even in his darkest hour. And I think that sort of loyalty has to be rewarded. People talk about there's no loyalty in football anymore, but Son literally stayed loyal at probably the lowest part Spurs have been at his, whilst he's been at the club. And for him to be rewarded with that, and generally you hear about the general adulation that not even just his teammates speak about, but the, you know, other Premier League players. Anthony Gordon came out this week and said about how much of an honour it was just to share the pitch with Son, how humble he is, and how, you know, he's such a great role model. And that's coming from a player who plays for Newcastle, who Newcastle essentially, if you look at the league table, they're going to be competing with us probably for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, maybe even more. So I think it's just a testament to the man. And I think that captain appointment really, really was warranted. And I'm so glad it was him. And it's quite a brave call by Ange at the time, because you had some players who'd, you know, they'd been there for a while, the likes of Ben Davies. It could have easily been him appointed captain. Someone like Pierre-Emile Højbjerg, he could have easily been appointed captain. So I think for Son to take the armband there and be rewarded really was nice. And I think this was at a time where people were saying Son was slowing down. And he still managed 17 goals and 10 assists in a new look Tottenham team, which under Ange, as would become a theme over the 2 years he was here, there's just injuries and chaos again. And it almost feels like Son was sort of built for it. He's built for Tottenham. I think there's probably players who've got a lot more talent than Son who wouldn't have been able to cope with all of the, you know, the intangibles going around the club, all of the just pure madness and lack of stability. So to reward Son by giving him the captain's armband, that was sort of the only real stability we had, especially after someone like Harry Kane leaving. And then that brings us to what we now know to be Son's last season at Tottenham. 11 goals, 12 assists, and I think we could see signs of him slowing down, but 11 goals, 12 assists, but ultimately the memory of this year will be him lifting that Europa League, his last meaningful act in the Spurs shirt, really his last game. And for him to be the captain and to be lifting the trophy after coming so close before, be that through the first two Premier League title races we were in his first season, 2017-2018, both years the FA Cup semi-finals that we lost at Wembley, the 2019 Champions League final coming close, the 2021 League Cup final that we lost. He's been through the trenches at Tottenham, and for it to be him to be lifting the trophy and for his loyalty to be rewarded, it just felt like the perfect end for him. And I think now it looks like he's going to Los Angeles, to where Hugo Lloris is now, and it looks like that's probably where he'll play out the rest of his career. And I think it's a good move for him, especially, I've mentioned it before on previous episodes about, you know, some of the other players who've gone to the MLS to sort of gently see out their career, like sort of Andrea Pirlo, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard. And I think at his best, he was in that category of just one of the best in his position in the world. And I'm going to miss him, I really am. But I think it's the right time. I think with the likes of Tell now permanently, you got Wilson Odegaard on the left. It remains to be seen whether Spurs are going to sign another left winger. But yeah, all we can say is he deserves to do whatever he wants to do. The next move, obviously barring it going to Arsenal, that would tarnish his legacy quite a lot. But just in terms of his legacy, I think he'll probably go down as my favourite ever Tottenham player, or just favourite ever player generally. But his Tottenham legacy, I think when you speak about him, he's in the ilk of the Danny Blanchflowers, Dave Mackay, Glenn Hoddle, you know, these sorts of players. And I think he's probably on the Tottenham Mount Rushmore. I really do. I think he's probably the defining player of my generation supporting Tottenham. It could have been Kane. You know, if Kane had stayed and lifted the Europa League, I'd probably be here saying that, yeah, Harry Kane is on the Mount Rushmore. But the fact of the matter is that Kane, there's only so much, I suppose, you could take, and you could see it was really, really grinding him down. And you never got that feeling with Son. Even during his first season, he just looked so happy to be here, so proud to be wearing the Spurs shirt. And for him to just ride off in the sunset with that Europa League under his belt, and for him to be the one to lift it, it really, really did feel just absolute poetry. So Son joined as a 22-year-old, you know, sort of prospect from the Bundesliga, especially for an Asian player really to come from that part of the world. Other than Jisung Park, we've not really seen loads of Asian players really, really stamp their authority on the Premier League, but he 100% has. And I think I'd go as far as say he's probably the best Asian player of all time. And my everlasting memory will just be being in the stadium 21st of May, just tears absolutely flooding down my eyes, seeing Son lift the trophy, and just feeling vindicated, feeling like sort of like the end of a film when you get to the film and there's a perfect ending, and you think all of the struggles that you've been through as a Spurs fan and that he would have been through as a Spurs player, it's like they all just vanished away, like this dark cloud leaning over us, had finally just gone, and that it sort of, ironically, that the clouds had just opened up for the sun to shine again, and Son Heung-min will shine again, just not in a Tottenham top. So I think he's really going to have fun in the MLS. In terms of where Spurs go next, not sure in the transfer market, really not sure. But that's a tale for another time. And yeah, all I can say really is thank you to Son. He's just brought such stability, especially in the last 5 years when there's been absolutely none. His longevity of the club will always be remembered, in my eyes at least, will always be not just Bilbao, but staying when times were tough and he could have easily gone for the money or for a better move, which I think his career, the type of player and the ability he has, it's almost sometimes you think like, why would you stay at Spurs? I got that feeling sometimes with Kane, and he even did with Son when we're in a mess, and I thought, why are you here? Why are you still here? Not in a way that I want them to go, but just in terms of bettering themselves. But Son decided to stay and finally get that picture book ending. So for that, I can only say thank you. If you've enjoyed this, there's been plenty of other videos that I've made on Spurs looking at some of the pre-season sort of things that I've noticed, and there's going to be a lot more coming. So if that is the sort of thing that, you know, if you've enjoyed this video and you think, yeah, I wouldn't mind listening to him a bit more, admittedly, probably not a lot of people think that, but if you do, then be sure to hit subscribe, and then whenever a new video comes out, you'll be able to see it and you'll be able to get it firsthand. But until then, up the Spurs.